It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. We're just kind of sort of in between the rain, and it'll be back. And it'll be gone, and it'll be back. It looks like it's going to be like that for the next couple of days, so do what you got to do. Half hour from now, Carl Carlson's going to be along. We'll talk a little bit about, economics. I mean, it's kind of crazy. I mean, we say economics. What are we talking about? Talking about a day where you reach some degree of financial freedom. Financial independence. It's amazing what happens with that. It really is. You say, well, I don't want to do that. Or I really want to do that. And you start making decisions in that way, as opposed to, well, I have to do that, or, oh, I can't do that. Right? It's a different mindset, different way of dealing with things. It's just an absolutely amazing and wonderful situation. So anyway, Carl will be with us at 4:35. I do want to remind you about our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is always available to you, and that, of course, is thanks to our good friends over at Chronic Care of Richmond. You know, I'm a patient over at Chronic Care of Richmond, Dr. Snyder and lovely bride Janine and all the good people there. They're also the main sponsor, yet again, for our Politics and Pints event that's coming up on October the 16th. Handful of tickets left. If you would like to join us, if you thought you were out of luck, and I think we all thought everybody was out of luck, but today's your lucky day. We've got a few more tickets, apparently. So I don't know if they open up another section and they just found some tickets. Whatever the deal is, WRBA.com is where you go to get your tickets. That is the only place to go and get your tickets. It should be a good time. It's always a good time. We'll have more people on the stage than ever. I don't know how that's going to work out, frankly. But we'll see. And you'll be the first one to see it if you're there with us on October the 16th at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Now, I've got a lot of great texts coming in on this Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. And I really do want to get to a number of them. 804 says, Jeff, you have got to stack those women's teams with dudes if you want to win now. Sadly, that's correct, isn't it? Isn't that right? The governor of Idaho saluting the young ladies on the Boise State volleyball team who said they will not play against the San Jose State team because the San Jose State team has a guy who claims he's a girl. And we've seen injuries all over the country as the result of this. It's terrible. And we're stealing this from those young ladies. So those young ladies made a very, very difficult choice. We would rather take the L than validate a guy who says he's a girl taking a spot from an actual girl on that team. And we don't want to risk the injury. So good for them and good for the governor of Idaho for saluting them. Jeff. John from New Kent writes, this is how it should have been handled from day one. Riley Gaines and the other swimmers should have stood back up when the starting gun went off and let that Will Thomas, a.k.a. Leah Thomas, swim by himself. Yeah, it's true. Another note, this one is John in 804 says, sometimes you have to stand up for what's right, even though you know it's going to cost you when you do. Well, that's true, and that's a tough situation, isn't it? A lot of people know what's right, and a lot of people find themselves burdened by obligations, as an example. well, I'd like to do that, but it's going to cost me this, or it's going to cost me that, or it's going to do... And you have to weigh that. But John said right here, sometimes you have to stand up for what's right, even though you know it's going to cost you when you do. And... writes, Jeff, it would be terrible if because the victims are in rural areas, the victims are getting ignored because they're more likely to be Trump supporters. No excuse at all if that turns out to be true. I hate to say this. Hate to say this. Well, all right.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I won't even say it, but you know what I'm thinking. 757, Mike says, Jeff, if nobody understands the priorities of the Democrats now during this crisis for so many people, they merely need to look at their lack of action. Political power is their only concern. That's true. The president of the United States is sleeping on a beach. The vice president is at a fundraiser in Las Vegas and could not be bothered coming back. Wow. Hey, Jeff, somebody should ask Tiny Tim on the air, how is it okay to jeopardize the safety of our citizens and communities by bringing in criminals? You owe your constituents an answer now. If you have no answer, then you are unfit to be our senator. Well, he's already unfit to be our senator, and he's not going to answer anybody. Hey, Jeff, if Kamala Harris is sending her thoughts from Las Vegas, doesn't that prove what we all know? She's thoughtless and senseless. She just gives everything away. Hey, tell Jeff that if they say they're illegal aliens trapped in the aftermath of Hurricane Kamala, they'll be there in a heartbeat with all kinds of FEMA money. Yeah, it might be true. It might be true. It is disturbing, though, when you think about it, that these poor people are getting absolutely no attention. The legacy news media, you'll notice, is ignoring this as much as is humanly possible. It seems as if every once in a while they're forced to cover it. But for the most part, they're ignoring it. Let me share a little something with you. Now, this is a little longer than we would normally have, but you gotta take a listen to this John F. Kerry. And, Jerm, I'm going to cut him off after his relevant babbling, as opposed to his irrelevant babbling. But his babbling includes some thoughts from former United States Senator John F. Kerry, former Secretary of State, and then what was he again? Our global climate czar or some such nonsensical post? Something like that. Take a listen to cut number four.
And I think the dislike of and anguish over social media is just growing and growing and growing. And it's part of our problem, particularly in democracies, in terms of building consensus around any issue. It's really hard to govern today. The referees we used to have to determine what's a fact and what isn't a fact have kind of, you know, been eviscerated to a certain degree. And people go and that people self-select where they go for their news or for their information. And then you just get into a vicious cycle. So it's really, really hard, much harder to build consensus today than at any time in the 45, 50 years I've been involved in this. And there's a lot of discussion now about how you curb those entities in order to guarantee that you're going to have, you know, some accountability on facts, et cetera. But look, if people go to only one source and the source they go to is sick, and, you know, has an agenda, and they're putting out disinformation, our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, you know, hammer it out of existence. So what you need, what we need is to...
Okay, I think I've heard enough.
The ground.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you got to be able to beat it into the ground. Are you freaking kidding me? You know, if it weren't for this damn First Amendment stuff, we'd be able to just tell people what they believe, and they wouldn't be able to question us, and they would do exactly what we told them to do. This pesky free speech thing is really hurting our agenda-driven agenda. What the hell? Why can't we just hammer it out of existence, beat it into the ground? You got to let that stuff sink in. I'm just telling you right now. If you thought for a second that some of these folks on the left had any shred of respect for your rights, that ought to let you know exactly what they think, exactly what they feel.
Come on, man.
Well, you bad people over there. I wish it weren't true. I really do, but man, that's some painful stuff right there. Really, really ugly stuff. Reminder to you, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, that's always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., John Reed says he's got that Dr. Danny Avula actually coming on the show. Now, you remember what happened, that Dr. Danny agreed to come on. He wants to be the mayor of Richmond. I don't know why, but he does. Okay. And he was going to be part of John's cavalcade of candidates, right? John's had, I think, everybody. And, you know, for those of us that don't live in the city, which is most of us, you kind of look at this parade and you go, well, five more reasons I don't live in the city. But this Dr. Danny was supposed to be on. And then that morning, right, he left a voicemail message saying, you know, I can't make it. Okay. So he's supposed to be here tomorrow morning at 6. I'll be listening. We've got a handful of politics and pints tickets that you can get your pretty little hands on. You've got to go to WRBA.com. It is the only way that you can get those tickets. There are not that many left. I didn't even realize we had any left, to tell you the truth. But I got an email that said we've got a couple. So if you've never been to Politics and Pints, man, it's many things that you don't realize. Because I think some people think, oh, it's going to be rah-rah this or rah. It's not a political rally. It's just it's a big old sort of party atmosphere. There are a lot of us there. We've all got strong opinions, but it is great fun. And there's beer involved. So what could possibly go wrong? I'm going to be there, of course. John Reed will be there. Brian Kilmeade had a great time last time. He's coming back. Dana Lash is coming in for it. Gary Hess is our erstwhile master of ceremonies and referee. And because we do have that DEI program at WRBA, we do have Howard Gutman there as our resident leftist. I think we checked that box now. I mean, he doesn't say much of value, but he's there. And we can all mock them together. You can get the tickets at WRBA.com. 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.